If you need your 90s fix, you're ready to go back to the 90s. I am your Supreme Court Justice, Darian. And catch me if you can as I head back to Wednesday, April 6th, 1994.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Once upon a time, it was Wednesday, April 6th in 1994. A Palestinian suicide bomber killed 7 Israelites and himself. Also, Chuck Jones, but not the Bugs Bunny producer, but more like her long-term manager and shoe fetish stalker, was found guilty for breaking into Marla Maples' home. It was also an exciting day for sports. It was the first scheduled Indians night game at Jacobs Field. The fans were excited. They had their peanuts, their popcorn, their Cracker Jack. But sadly, the game was rained out. Well, with no baseball, it was time to turn to hockey, where new in theaters, it was the Walt Disney comedy film, D2, The Mighty Ducks, taking over the number one position at the box office. And that is your final insult for today, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, let's have a little monkey trouble, and let's meet again next time for another 90s flashback.